Well, those early hints of spring can call to a gardener like a siren song, yet the urge to get one's seeds into dirt can be dangerous. Most seedlings won't survive a single frost. To help with that, gardeners use 30-year averages that predict when the last frost will probably occur. The thing is, in New England, climate change has temperatures rising relatively quickly. That's left NHPR reporter Emily Corwin, who was also an amateur gardener, with a question.
What I really want to know is if climate change means I can start my indoor seedlings any earlier than the traditional 30-year frost averages recommend. We're getting warm days now, and I want to get my sprouted plants outside as soon as the soil's warm enough. So I venture with my question into a greenhouse at the University of New Hampshire. It has that quintessential greenhouse smell. The smell of damp potting mix, Becky Seidman tells me. She's a horticultural specialist here. I ask,
you know, the frost dates are these 30-year averages. Climate has changed in the last 30 years dramatically. And basically my question is, what am I supposed to do?
So I see this in my gardening activities and my research activities. The last frost is getting earlier and the first frost is getting later. But at the same time, my advice to a gardener would be...
What I haven't told Seidman is I've already put my seeds into soil and watered them. It was 70 degrees out just last week. It seemed so obvious. My heart sinks when Seidman says...
Don't jump the gun.
Oh, no. Still, Seidman knows as well as anyone that New England now has 10 fewer days below freezing than it did 20 years ago. And average temperatures have risen 2 degrees here in the last 30 years. But, Seidman explains, climate averages are one thing, weather is another. It's unpredictable, and seedlings are super sensitive. I brought some of my own seed packets with me. I shake them onto a bench. Which ones would survive an unexpected chill?
All right.
Oh, you have a nice collection here.
The watermelon seeds.
They would die. Eggplants, peppers, tomatoes, these are really sensitive.
Seidman says you might be able to start your seedlings a couple days earlier than the 30-year frost averages suggest. But anything more than that isn't worth the risk.
Obviously, a frost is sort of a death knell for crops. But even beyond that, many of the crops that we're going to transplant actually are damaged by chilling injury.
But according to Seidman, there is still a silver lining for gardeners when it comes to that dreaded climate change.
First frost dates in the fall have been extending later and later.
In other words, you may not want to start your seedlings any earlier, but you can expect to be harvesting produce longer into the fall.
Okay, so I have a confession.
You've already started seeds.
I started some seeds.
They'll be okay, though. You know, it's still... Yeah, I mean, it's not that early. And the sun is out now.
You're very kind.
Good luck.
Seidman does have one piece of advice for people like me. That is, gardeners who lack self-control. Put your seedlings into the ground before they get too stressed. Then, if the temperature drops, run outside and cover your plants with row covers and then with blankets. Do whatever it takes to keep them warm. I'll be giving that technique a try. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin.